Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, yo, what's up, y'all?
Taking it back to Philly. Y'all know how we do it. This is Wardell Potts Jr. and my brother Phoenix on the line. What's up, Phoenix?
Yes, 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 sir. We here live and direct and in living color.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone. Yes. And to you, Phoenix, how you doing, man? How was your New Year? Everything good?
One step in front of the other, man, and just try not to trip on myself. Like we're talking today about motivation, you know, what's your plans, what's your focus?
Right.
It's all about that, you know. So many people have a resurgence. It has given some the opportunity for self-awareness and self-evaluation. So I get it.
Amen. I love it, man. I love it. It's so nice to hear your voice, man. We haven't been on air together since last year, so I know that's only a couple of days ago, but we haven't done radio since Christmas, right before Christmas. So, you know, we had a nice little break, just like everybody else, I guess. And so here we are back again in the saddle, and just want to give a shout out to all of our friends. Happy New Year's to all you guys. Greg, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to Astrid. And to Don Fleming, to T. Meyer, all the people that participate in Solar Records, we just want to make sure we wish everybody a Happy New Year and how blessed we are that you guys are all out there and still doing your thing. And we hope that and pray that you guys had a wonderful holiday as well. What's going on? Don Fleming's on the line. What's up, Don?
Hey, Wardell, what's happening? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, my brother. Nice. Got Phoenix and Don, boy. I got it going on here.
hey Phoenix, Don. How you doing, brother? Happy New Year.
Hey, all is good, bro. All is good, man. Just clear thoughts, clear thinking, moving ahead. That's what you can do.
Well,
I can do that.
So I just want to clear up some things just for the listeners and stuff. Our brother Gregory Williams from the group Switch had family coming yesterday and could not change his arrangements. He tried very hard to change his arrangements so he could hang out with us today. But he says he's excited to be on any of the shows with us. So he's looking forward to coming and hanging out with us and chopping it up. So you guys look forward to hanging out with Gregory Williams with us. He's a wonderful brother and a very
great
talented
group,
man. Yeah. And
one of my favorite groups, man. Yeah.
Oh yeah. As a young man being a musician back in Philly, I remember, you know, we were playing all the Philadelphia hits and all that stuff when we were playing around in the different clubs and stuff. But when we did the Switch songs, the ladies used to scream.
Oh, come on. That was the quintessential. I mean, if you outside of Michael's reign of dominance, I mean, when the DeBarge brothers, man, hit those notes, those melodic structures.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I mean, it made me rethink if I still wanted to sing. There was only two groups that affected me like that, Switch, and the other one was Enchantment. When they did Gloria, I was done. I was like, oh, my God, this guy. The voice was like on another level.
Oh, that's awesome.
Gloria, come on, man. It was like really angelic. Those notes and the melodic structure were beautiful. Man. It was intense. So, yeah, I look forward to chopping it up with him in recent times to come.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So anyway, so this is basically, let's just get to the topic at hand and stuff. So basically, this is what happened to me, and I want to share just a little intimate thing that happened to me. It's not that big of a deal to some people, but for me, it was tapping at my soul. So what happened is that on New Year's Eve, as opposed to me being excited and, you know, I'm feeling really blessed. I'm around all my family and my friends and, you know, not all of my family friends, but some of my family and no, there's no friends. It was just my family. I was just feeling really good about that part, but it did not, I was like there and not there. And being there and not there was not good. Because it kind of, Gayla kept saying, what's wrong? I was nothing. Because I didn't want to share what was happening to her right then and there. I did later, but right then and there, I was like, no, everything's cool. I just think about everything we got to do because, you know, you have these people come over. And so, but what happened is that I started thinking about all my brothers that I lost and along, you know, this last year. And I was sad. I was sad. I was broken. Like, I was like, man, this is, you know. And so, and I was just trying to find, like, okay, how can I be so happy when, you know, I lost these people. They lost their life. They're gone. And, you know, and they can't be here to celebrate this part, you know. It was just a reality check for me. Like, you know, everybody gets their turn, Wardell, you know, and I was like, I don't want to think about that because, you know, I feel like I'm just enjoying my life. Just like I know William Shelby was enjoying his life. He was on the stage and he was performing for people and he was just able to do what he loved to do and get paid for it and just celebrate, you know, the gift that he was given and to not, and to just be gone instantly. It's just, for me, it's just, and same with Richard. I talk to him almost every day, at least every other day. And it's like my arm part is just gone. My right arm is just gone. I feel weird. And so when we're supposed to be celebrating, you know, we're supposed to be celebrating, but my heart is someplace else. And it causes me to stumble. It's confusion in, mentally for me. And so I had a hard time with that. And so I figured if I was going through things like this, I'm quite sure other people may be dealing with, you know, their own situation where you're supposed to be trying to be celebratory or just be happy, and you're trying to be better than the situation may offer to you, you know, it's a struggle. And so I guess the topic we're talking about is, are you struck or stuck in a rut, or just drowning in your own excuses? And so I'm not sure if I'm in an, if it's an excuse, because it's really a fact that I'm hurting here, right? But I know I need to step up, and because my journey needs me to. Like, I need to get back. My family needs me to. My career needs me to. And, you know, and I'm quite sure my friends that are gone would want me to. So that's why I wanted to talk about this, to find, you know, to see if there was any insights that maybe you two could offer to help a brother get, you know, in a better place, because I want to be in that better place. I don't want to be feeling this negative darkness that I feel. It feels like it's trying to steal my joy. And it's not that it's a bad thing trying to steal my joy. It's a reality that's trying to steal my joy. So either one of you guys could, you know, speak on that if you would like.
Hmm. Phoenix, I'm going to have to defer.
Okay, no, you want to defer.
Pain, bro. There's no question, sometimes we come across insurmountable odds, and being a spiritual person, being someone that takes an accountability to your emotional content, you know, you're that type of person that you know, as a minister, you know, you are cognizant, you know, a lot of us, unfortunately, we're men, sometimes we can be disconnected emotionally, at least we would like to think so, but it's appropriate, you know, to demonstrate a certain amount of empathy, you know, because it warrants change. And I think that's what we're talking about. We're talking about getting out of a rut. We're talking about finding yourself in this maze or marsh, and then suddenly you're saying, you know what, I got to jump out of this. I got to make some new plans. I got to, you know, start with the little things that I can accomplish. You know, maybe volunteer to serve others. These are things that I can certainly do. So, you know, I get it, bro. It's we're only human after all.
Yes.
You know, in a sense, you know, that's really what it is. We're only human. We're not perfect. And we have empathy. And we could we can think about what we're doing.
Right. You know, let me say
this, because I'm a little at 70% as far as my voice. I lost my voice last week. So, you know.
Yeah, you sound better, Aiden.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm at 70%. I still might have those moments where I am hoarse. So, but no, okay. Going to your topic, man, I think, you know, the human element is the human experience is the human element. We all go through that, and we all kind of just put our feet forward and just see what happens, even though we know taking that step might be this way or that way. Again, that's the whole human experience. I think when you think about the people that, you know, have passed on, and you know, it always goes back to that whole, that I guess cliche. I don't want to feel like I'm saying the word cliche, because I don't want to make light of it, because, you know, those people in your family or those loved ones that you lost mean something to you, but I will say it all goes back to that whole with the experiences that you've lived and things like, you celebrate, of course you mourn the death, but you celebrate the life. You celebrate the impact in that life. And I'm not going to tell you how to live, but at the same time, when I feel a certain type of way, as Hallmark card as this might sound, I just want to think about those good times when you celebrate. You celebrate the life. It's almost like that second line, you know, in New Orleans. You know, they go, they have the funeral, they cry, they mourn, and then a few minutes later or after the funeral, that's the second line. They're out there with the umbrellas dancing when the Saints go marching in or whatever. So, you know, you try to have that and kind of, if there's a way that you can channel that and compartmentalize that with your daily life, especially when you start to feel that way, I mean, it's stress-free for me, you know. But if you can find a way and find whatever whatever avenues that you choose to channel that, if you can do that, man, the sky's the limit. So, but I feel you. I definitely empathize with you on that too, so to say.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know, you know, and that's really big coming from you, especially since you just lost your mom a couple of months ago. And so, I know you're right in there with me on that in terms of, you know. But I do like what you guys are saying. And, you know, it's not just about me. It's about, you know, all the other people that may be experiencing that they may be listening to this show as well, because sometimes we find ourselves, we'll fall into a mud pit and we kind of just hang in there and we just stay there. And it's like, you just can't do that. And sometimes it's intentional and sometimes it's not. And people don't understand how to get out of it. They're just like in this dark place and they don't understand how to get out of it. And some of us just get there and just go, you know what? I'm cool with people feeling for me, you know, but that's not a good place to be. And I know that's not a good place to be. And I just pray that my brothers and sisters that may be experiencing this hear this, because it's like one of the listeners just wrote, he says, feeling lost and lonely are temporary places to stay. You don't have to live there, you know. And so it's important that we recognize that we don't have to live there. And as I'm listening to you, both of you guys say this, it is uplifting. It is uplifting, mm-hmm. You know, because I'm, go ahead. I'm sorry. What'd you say, Don?
Phoenix.
Oh, was that you, Phoenix?
No, I'm just actually just listening.
Okay. All right. So I just heard somebody. Okay, I'm sorry. I heard something.
I thought I heard something, too.
That was weird. Okay. So then, but anyway, it is uplifting. And I just, you know, I don't want to, like, wear this out, but it is important because people we all need to move on. We have things to do. And celebrating their life as opposed to mourning their life, Don, is a real big thing that I think we need to remember as well. But also, it's good to hear, Phoenix, that men have emotions too. Because I was starting to feel like I was telling you, my wife was just wrong, and I kept saying nothing. I didn't want to tell her, you know. I'm like hiding those feelings, right? I'm hiding those emotions, and we tend to do that quite often, and not just in a situation like this, but in a lot of relationships and stuff. So, thanks, guys, for sharing that. Anything else that's on you guys' heart that you want to share about these things?
Well, definitely. When we should always be allowed to express our human emotion. We're talking about the human condition. And it's natural. You know, I often think about in times like these, spiritually, when the Christ found out that Lazarus had passed away, he cried. And that's always impactful for me as a litmus test, because it helps me to appreciate those who have spiritual inclinations, of course, that if the greatest man that ever lived, that ever walked the earth,
who have the capability of resurrection, again, those who are spiritually inclined, he gave way to tears. And what that tells me is that empathy is normal. It's natural. The greatest man that ever lived demonstrated that he was a gentle man.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we wear a facade. You know, the world impacts this pressure upon us to make us feel, you know, ever since we were kids, that you got to be a tough guy, suck it up. You know, boys don't cry. I remember growing up with two older sisters, and they'd pin me down in the kitchen. And my dad would say, suck it up. You know, boys don't cry. You know, I wanted to scream. They were hurting me. You know what I mean? And when you get older, you find your gauge. You find your place. You know, you want to be emotionally connected because that is what gets you from point A to point B, when you can be honest with yourself. I think when you try to throw off those natural inclinations as if they don't exist, that's where you can get into trouble. That's when people may, you know, tend to drink or involve themselves in unhealthy practices to sort of, you know, cover up what they're feeling. You know, some people spend years of therapy uncovering those feelings. And so, you know, as the male perspective, we really have to be honest with ourselves. You know, we're heads of households. We're heads of congregations, et cetera. We're heads of music groups and affiliations. But we're really human.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for us to identify those aspects of our lives in a very non-formalistic way, you know. That's just my read on the matter.
Yes. Don, you were about to say something?
Yeah, well, I just kind of piggyback off what Phoenix was saying, but I will add, you know, it's just our human element is to have these feelings, have all of these feelings that are just intertwined within us. That's fine. That is fine. Uh-oh, I'm starting to get hoarse again. Sorry, hold on. Again, it's about channeling certain things. We talked about, you know, my mom. And, you know, and I joke about this because it makes me smile, the fact that, you know, of course, you know, my mom passed, you know, I was hurt. I was going through my issues, still going through it. But, you know, on the positive side, it's one of those things like, how do you celebrate her life? And one of the things is, and this is, you know, with us, you know, my mom was a troll. My mom was a big troll. And you can smile at that. You know, she got older, she became a troll. You know, she was trolling. So again, you when you channel these things and these memories of growing up, you know, of course you smile at that. Even you smile at the times where you're about to get, you know, get a whipping or you know, discipline a certain way, you smile and things like that. But you get older and you're just like, my mom was doing this, my mom was doing that. Wow, my mom was a big troll. And again, that's just how, that's my coping mechanism, you know. Just, you know, thinking about those good times, of course, yeah, whoop-de-woo, but definitely using that symbol. And I'm not a trained psychologist or anything like that, so I'm not at liberty to give any type of advice. But for me, it's about trying to find that medium in my mind to where, yes, it's okay to feel sad. That's not a negative virtue of who you are as a whole. But as far as finding some type of balance to where you can, you know, deal with a loss, deal with someone that you care about that's going through cancer or whatever, but finding a way to try to stimulate yourself in a positive reinforcement type of light. And that's what, again, I try to do that I try to do that every day of my life. And again, I'm still dealing with it. So I'm not perfect. None of us are. So.
Well, amen. Amen. And I just wanted to say that I never smiled when I was about to get a whooping.
You smile because, you know, and I don't know if this, again, this is the whole psychology thing, but I'm saying as a young black man who's 47 years old that grew up the way I did, you know, it's like, okay, I felt like I needed it that time because I'm here where I am now because I didn't make that bad decision, you know.
You're talking about when you look back at it. You're talking about okay. I thought you were talking about when you were there.
Yeah, when you look back. let me rephrase, when you look back. No, you're not smiling when you're getting ready to get one.
No, not at all. Woo, I was running like I was scared to death, man. I thought life was over when I was getting ready to get it. Woo. And I deserved it too. That's the crazy part about it. But you know, we have to know that no matter what the situation is, whether it's death or whether it's just, you know, you had a bad situation at work and you lost your job or something, you lost the best friend or something. You can't, that can be draining on you emotionally, and we have to somehow figure out how to, you know, maintain and continue to move forward with our journey, because it needs us to do that so that we can fulfill,
right,
you know, our purpose, what we're here for. And it's sometimes very difficult to go forward when you're constantly looking in the rearview mirror. You know, it's hard to pay attention to where
that's
you're going.
Good point.
Yeah. So, this is a question for Phoenix. When I feel lost, this is from the listener. When I feel lost, is it really just my brain gathering all the information to give me the answers? When I feel lost, is it really just my brain gathering all the information to give me the answers?
That's an interesting observation. Yes, I think there's a part that has to do with, you know, self-evaluation, to be able to look at, you know, what's happening in your life at that particular, to quantify and to qualify what's going on. I mean, as I was doing some research, I was looking at some information that talked about a negative cycle and how to move forward out of a negative cycle. And so I think what one of the listeners is talking about is, first of all, understanding and acknowledging that there's a feeling that is disrupting your normal course or your normal flow. And all of the experts agree that it's very important, first and foremost, to acknowledge that, to acknowledge your feelings and start looking for ways to get unstuck. One of the first things, without getting into a litany of things that I came up with through my research, but it talked about taking good care of yourself, and it talked about sleep. Are you getting enough sleep? Sleep deprivation. Oh, my God. I mean, when you're really going through it and you have not got the opportunity to get quality sleep and you have not been spending time around people who are going to uplift you, positive energies, these things could have a demonstrative effect on your overall well-being. So I hope I answered it in a roundabout way that, yes, the brain has a way of qualifying and quantifying what you're going through. The issue then becomes, what are you going to do with that information? Are you going to reach out to get unstuck, or are you going to remain in this neutral position and not do things that are positive and try to motivationally to unstick yourself from this rut you're in?
Okay.
Yeah.
Don, I have a question for you. When I feel lost, does it mean I am actually open to a new direction?
To understand the context of it, I'm thinking, and I'm going to answer this through my own lens, if I'm understanding the question correctly. Actually, repeat the question. Repeat it one more time.
Okay. When I feel lost, does it mean I am actually open to a new direction?
I think it does. I think when you people say, well, define loss. No, I think when you understand in the question, if you feel that there is some type of misalignment in your life, and there, if you feel that there is something there that'll at least entice you to, and not saying if it's bad or what, I'm just saying if it's something there, I think it's to me, it's something that's tantamount, especially if you're feeling that type of way. You're trying to find the answer. And again, without any type of, you know, hurting yourself or, again, when you were talking about quantifying, if you're able to open that paradox of who you are, because you're not one dimensional. No one here is one dimensional. I think that's, to me, that's just another opening for you to take that journey, or at least entice you on that journey.
Mm-hmm.
If you felt, you know, understanding the word loss again in this context. So,
right.
So if you're feeling that way, then it, again, to me, it's only tantamount to seek it out.
Right. The other part of that is you don't get out of a rut by sitting on your butt. You know, it's like you got to do something.
Hey, that rhymes.
Yeah, I might use that in the song, right? Phoenix is quick to take that one and put it in the song. But
yeah, of course. I jumped.
Yeah. So speaking of a song and music, Phoenix, I just want you to know I'm going to be seeing Amir tomorrow. The Cool and the Gang is going to be out here, and so we're going to go up. We're going to go up there and hang out with them. So,
excellent.
Yeah,
love them up, man. You know, because you know it's a time for resurgence. I think that's part of the equation. You know, there are certain individuals in your life that become your touchstones. And it's not necessarily always the ones that you see every day, but it's those that have had positive impact and influence on you in a positive way. And when you have the opportunity to reconnect with them and draw that bridge once again and dip into that well or that wealth of creative resource, it's so replenishing. And these are some of the things that allow or enable us. These are enablers to get ourselves out of a rut. And that's really what we're talking about, because we can talk infinitum about every negative scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to look at the positive end of it. What can
you
do? Like you say, are you going to sit on your butt while you're in a rut? Or are you going to get up, try something new, be spontaneous, have a little fun? You deserve it. You know, sometimes we get into a situation where, you know, we deny ourselves. My ex-wife used to do that. She used to beat herself up. And I used to say, babe, you're an amazing woman. Stop denying yourself. You raised three wonderful kids. You went from a regular clerk to a VP at a major bank. Come on. I mean, empower yourself. You know, give yourself the opportunity to have a little bit of fun, whatever that is. I mean, you know, as us, you know, I go in my room, man, I feel like Cinderella. I'm just going to create a new track, and that's going to get me where I need to go. But maybe your thing is sports. Maybe your thing is golf. Maybe your thing is reading a good novel, an escapism from your normal set of circumstances. But whatever it is, empower yourself for change. Give yourself something to work on, to chew on, to say, hey, you know what? I deserve to have a good time.
That's so good. That's so good.
I always, I always joke with Wardell because, you know, he always messes with me because I'm a gamer. And I'll, you know, I say to, you know, that sense of escapism or whatnot, mm-hmm. I always play something like, I'll play Grand Theft Auto if I want to get into my criminal element of who I am, my inner thoughts that I, you know, I suppress, you know, that inner criminal that I, yeah. you know. But and then I hear his music on Grand Theft Auto. That's crazy. But no,
that's wonderful. Phoenix and I love that. we need
exactly.
people to keep recording our music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
absolutely,
yes.
man.
Good. Did you want to finish your thought, Don?
No. I was just saying, you know, a sense of as far as just the context of just having that sense of escapism, and again, it's imperative to at least seek it out, at least seek out, you know, those, because you never want to be in the situation what if. You never want to be in that. You don't want to be that what if guy. What if I did that day? What if I, you know, you don't want to be in that situation. And, you know, because I've been doing it, you know, I've been kind of doing it, you know, for years. And I just started lately, for the past 10 years, I started kind of just jumping out and taking that leap. So,
yeah.
No, what you were saying, it's just, that's crazy.
It was crazy is that when you know, I have like utmost respect for Don because, you know, of his walk and stuff and a lot of things that he shared with us about who he is. But one of the things that he shared about who he is that he's a history teacher. A history teacher. And so I hear a history teacher talking about criminal thoughts. I'm like, that don't go together. It's an oxymoron.
I know.
I'm much part of history. A lot of criminals in the history books.
And if you peel, you got to peel the layers.
You got to peel that onion.
Peel back the layers, man, for sure.
That's right. Okay, so real quick here. This is a thought from the listeners. They go, when you feel like you are losing everything, remember that trees lose their leaves every year, so they continue to grow while waiting for better days. Wow. I love that because, you know, we are going to go through things. We are going to experience things. That's just the nature, you know, of who we are. We are supposed to experience different things, and everything can't be ups. So as we... when we get into those places when we're feeling a little down, we should know that it's going to be a better day coming soon. But we have to continue to do what we need to do to help those better days come along. And so,
and if you think about an extension to that, you know, we have a lot of palms here, and my wife is always disconcerned. She doesn't want to cut the palms off. And I'd say to her, I said, but you know what? This palm is draining the rest of the palm tree. It's brown, it's spotted. And sure enough, man, I cut that leg off. And the next 2-3 days, man, that palm lifts its boughs and it gets greener because of the nourishment now that is no longer being taken away. Now it's being funneled into areas where the tree needs its nourishment. And so when you impose that upon your friends, if you find yourself amongst negative people, here it is, you're in a complainative mode and you're in a negative mode, and you call up Brother Negative and he's going to expound upon his negativity, and you call up Sister Depressed and she's going to add to the insurmounted negative mound that she's on. Birds of a feather flock together. But if
right.
you can uplift yourself out of that equation, if you can find, even it means new friends, new surroundings, positive people, you know, positive role models. You know, my mom used to say to me, and I used it at my mother's funeral discourse, show me your friend and I'll tell you who you are.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be careful who you share your stories with.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful who you allow to deflate your spiritual inclinations.
Mm-hmm.
Birds of a feather do flock together.
Mm-hmm.
You need to associate
Now, doesn't the scripture say bad association spoils useful habits? You have to associate with people that are going to lift you up, not tell you untruths or josh you, but, you know, tell you, you know, guess what, you know, Wardell, you have some great qualities, you know, and you do. You're a very upbeat person. You know, you use the word love more than any other brother I've ever met in my entire life. You have no, you have, listen, you say love so much, it just exudes out of your pores, and it's refreshing for a man to be able to use that word indiscriminately, because what it does, it demonstrates out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. These are the things in which you're putting out there. Some will say, oh, you're putting this out into the universe. Okay, if you choose to look at it that way. But, you know, positivity, man, nothing can break the cycle better than positive conversation, positive reality.
And that's the beauty, because when you talk about love, when you think about a lot of the love music, you know, in the 60s and 70s and into the 80s, you know, it's like when you talk about that energy that you're putting out to the world, I think that's a beautiful, you know, analogy, because, you know, there's a lot of little music now. Again, I'm going to be that guy that talks about today's music, but, you know, it's the energy that you put out, you know, it's about killing and doing this and calling another black man out his name and this and this, you know, the energy that you're putting out, man, it's going to resonate with people. It really is.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
But I just wanted to expound on that and say that, because that's what it kind of just reminded me of when you think about the impact of music. And I know we've had that topic a few months back, but yeah, you know, when you say love and you say love all the time and not saying coming from a phony place, it's coming from a real place that Wardell, when Wardell says that. So it's only,
and guess what,
it's,
man,
only
people,
fair.
Listen, I'm from an inner city. Listen, man, people are not stupid. Uh-huh. You know, people can tell, like you say, if it's coming from a real place. I'm a New Yorker. And New Yorkers, we don't talk out the side of our mouth. If anything, we get in trouble because sometimes we're a little too quick with what we got to say. But, you know, I've gotten to the point in my life at age 63, too, that I speak from my heart. I have no reservations on telling the truth because you'll know the truth and the truth sets you free. I don't never want to be in a situation where I'm withholding a compliment. I might dislike you to the end. I say, you know what? I really don't like that brother. But you know what? The other day you did something that's worthy of commendation. You know, you did something the other day that touched me. And, man, you'd be surprised how that'll uplift. They'll say, man, Phoenix and I usually don't get along. That brother complimented me because I didn't have no other choice. I won't apologize for saying that night to you. I'm going to say it because that's the way it's got to go down. So, be positive, friend. Associate with people of like accord. Very important.
Yes, well said. Man, you guys are awesome, man. I love this. And speaking of the word love, you know, love to me is just so – it's first of all, that's who and that's what our Creator is. That's – He's love. He is love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like your favorite candy. It's like your favorite food. It's like your best friend. It's like your favorite uncle or your favorite auntie. It's good. It's just really good. So to me, I run to love as opposed to running from love. And I, you know, and I do it all the time. I really do have, I think I have a sweet tooth for love. You know, I chase after it because it just brings a lot of joy. But I also have ran across people that don't like that. They don't like that I come from that place.
Well, it makes you feel uncomfortable, and that's okay.
It can make some brothers.
I was thinking about, you know, just the way you say love. It's interesting, you know. The Isley Brothers did a song where they said hello. And if you recall that particular song, he says hello 9 ways to Sunday. And the beautiful thing about that song is each time he says hello,
you say, man, I didn't realize there were so many ways to say hello. And, you know, when you say love, Wardell, I can tell it's coming from a warm and fuzzy place. You know, I can't even imitate the way you say it. I mean, I'm a vocalist, and I pay attention to inflection, pitch, power, pace. There are a lot of things I pay attention to in terms of the human voice. That gives me my spidey sense. And I know many times, you know, Wardell, you and I have gone through some places, man, in my personal life, and, you know, you've uplifted me by your own inclinations of how you exhibit your love, your concerns. Even today's topic is something that comes from a deep place, and you're never afraid to expose it. And that's very refreshing, especially, I think, for our audience out there in La-La Land. It's important for them to see, as men, that we're in touch with our feelings. We have the ability to express the highs and the lows of those human dynamics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Seth, yeah, I love it. I'm so glad you said that, because it's really important that people understand that. And so thank you for, you know, just putting that out there like that, so it can be just said. Yeah, absolutely. So we got about a little bit more than 10 minutes left in the show. I just want to, first of all, just say, you know, I am blessed because of you guys, and I'm so grateful that we get to do this together. Here's a new year we're starting off in. So I want to thank y'all for, you know, uplifting me and helping me to keep focused on what my purpose is and what my journey is, and not get lost in my sorrows, you know. But those are real, right? And we acknowledge them. And like Don said, you know, celebrate it. You can't, you know, because we can't do anything about the fact that they're gone. So now we got to celebrate their lives. And so, and hearing that from somebody who just lost their mom, that means a lot to me. So
That's huge.
And so, Phoenix, you always are so eloquent with your words, man. And I appreciate you. And I love you as a brother. And I mentioned Amir because Amir is who introduced me to Phoenix. And Phoenix and I started writing songs together through Amir at Cool and the Gang. So that's why I brought that up. I just wanted to kind of
And you
clarify
talk about
that.
A loving brother, man. He was, you know, I'm always remiss not to say that he was one of the few that encouraged me. You know, because sometimes when you're amongst the jury of your peers, sometimes guys like to heckle at you and play you down, and they do the dozens. But, you know, Amir was always there to lift me up, you know. Amir sometimes would take some of my dumb ideas, and he'd say, okay, well, let's try it. Instead of shooting me down and saying, nah, that ain't going to work, or, man, that ain't even in the right key. He would say, let's try it.
Yeah.
And he would do his best to encourage me and empower me and make me feel like, and he told me, he said, man, you have production qualities, and I'll carry that for the rest of my life. Him and his brother, our lost soldier, Khalees, who was an amazing brother, man. Khalees was probably one of the most amazing men that I've met in the music industry. He too,
wow,
you know, encouraged me, picked me up, took me into a room one day and extended his arms to show me about 30 gold and platinum records around the wall. And he said, all can be yours one day. I remember being speechless, you know, but he brought me into his inner sanctum and empowered me. You know, if we could do a little bit more of that, to extend a hand, to extend a come up to our brothers, you know, no matter what ethnicity, no matter what backdrop, no matter what social, economic, religious, you know, just extend a hand up.
Yes,
it's such a beautiful thing, man. It's so rewarding to do that.
Preach on.
And I can tell from these conversations that you brothers, I'm only preaching to
to the Pope.
Yes.
I know you guys do it. I'm just underscoring it, you know.
Well, we're doing it all together right now in Jesus' name. And so I'm so grateful for that. And thank you again. You know, words are powerful, man. Wow.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So in closing, Phoenix or Don, whichever one of you guys want to close out first, please feel free if there's anything you would like to say. Don, this is Phoenix just finished talking. Let's go to Don Fleming in closing. And mm-hmm. this, because Don got a whole nother section to do after this. But if he can hold up, so Don, in closing, I mean, is there any thoughts that come to your mind that you may want to share with the listeners?
You know, people talk about New Year's resolutions. Of course, this is the new year. You know, new year, new me. Hey, you know, but live your life. Take it one day at a time. Don't you know? Have it's okay to have. Excuse me. It's okay to have these expectations and these goals, but don't use the cudgel of New Year's to try to make that change. Just be you. If you're gonna do it, just do it. You know, it should not be, you know, through the lens of just this being a new year. Because believe it or not, this new year. It's probably going to be as crappy as the last one, but not to put in, you know, put any rain on anybody's parade or anything. I'm just saying. But again, just try not to focus on New Year's resolutions. And this is going to be a new me. Just live your life, and it'll come to you. It'll come to you. Take that step forward. It'll come. You know. Don't try to. Don't feel like you need to keep up with the Joneses or anything like that. I think it's imperative on you to decide what you want to do with your life. You know, for me, yeah, it's about weight loss. It's about being healthy. That's anybody. But I don't want to feel like, oh, it's 2022. I got to get on this. So no, not at all. Don't even just live your life. And that's pretty much what I want to go ahead and say. Or the ending this section of the show. So, you know, not all bells and whistles sometimes. It's just me being straight forward.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you for that. All right, Phoenix.
Yeah, along similar lines, I had similar thoughts. Don't put unrealistic expectations on your platter. Take a healthy self-evaluation of where you are, where you're at, mm-hmm. and where you want to go. You know, look at what do I have to bring to the table? You know, be realistic about it. We all, you know, no two leaves on the tree are alike, no two snowflakes, all are exactly the same. So there's something about you that's extraordinary. Unearth that. Find out what it is and amplify that in your life. I think that's sometimes the key to getting yourself out of a rut is being to having a healthy evaluation and a realistic expectation, and start with one morsel at a time. You know, you don't have to take giant steps. Take little steps. You know, if your thing is you want to work out, maybe, you know, pick up some dumbbells, man, and do a 10-minute routine. Just start it. You know, it doesn't have to be a particular day in order to do that. You want to start eating healthy, you know, start with one thing. Maybe you give up sugary drinks or soda and try to drink more water. You know, if your thing is financial, you know, you don't have to, there's a plethora of financial instruments out there. Decide just one. Don't go overboard. Do something that you're comfortable with doing. And I think just in that regard, it's a pick-me-up. So there's some very specific things we can do by taking little steps that is refreshing and rewarding. These are the kinds of things that have a positive overall effect on us as humans. Try it. You might like it.
Oh, man, that's cool. Well, guys, you know, thank you. I do appreciate you very much, and you guys are truly a blessing to Solar Records Radio, and we appreciate your time and your wisdom, and Happy New Year to the both of you, and I just pray that God blesses you throughout this year. Man, this is good, man. Thank you for the words of wisdom. That was really good, and your humor along the way. It's good to laugh.
Well,
it's
good to be back in pocket again with you, brother. I mean, this is such a wonderful platform to expound upon, and I take it very seriously because it's a responsibility to be able to talk to a large audience and be able to say something that is digestible.
Yeah.
You know, we don't often, I come across many times in the mentorship programs, especially young guys, man, that have come up to me at Walmart just to ask me for my number. They're like, hey, man, it's something about, you know, hey, OG, could I have your number? Absolutely. But it amazes me that many of us out there are thirsting for somebody to give us a come up. So be cognizant of it. Extend a hand and pull your brother up. It doesn't matter what race or ethnicity or what background, you know, extend a come up. Be surprised how uplifting that can be.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, with that being said, we're going to end this segment of the show, and God bless you guys again. Thank you again so much. There's so many thoughts that's running through my head right now. I have to do something. Oh, I want to tell you guys also that Snoop Dogg is just recorded my song "Keep on Loving Me" that I did for the Whisper, and it's supposed to come out this month sometime. So, you know, I hope that things go well for his.
That was a great song, bro.
Thank you. And it's his coming back out song. That's what he says. I'm coming back. So, all right. Let's go, Snoop. Do your thing.
Well, man. All right.
All right. Well, anyway, guys, thank you. And Don, you'll probably hear that on you. As soon as you hear it on your game thing, let us know. So I can get paid. Because I'm quite sure they're going to put Snoop on there. Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, God bless you. Take care.
Okay,
and,
man. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. God bless. And I'm going to play a song from our buddy Tony from over in the UK. And this song is called Rising Up. And we'll be right back with Don. are back here on Solar Records Radio. Fleming Wardell Potts, as we are about to mix it up and give you all different types of music that we play throughout the week here on Solar Records Radio. And this is a new year, so we'll be playing you some new music. And Don Fleming is going to get a new voice, and we're going to get this thing. So anyway, man, how you doing? You all right over there, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm hanging in there again. I'm a little, for those who just tuned in, I lost my voice last week, and I'm at 70%. I'm back, almost back to normal. You know, I've been drinking, you know, the tea and having little cough drops and things like that. So I'm a little bit, I'm a whole lot better. Like I said, I'm at 70%, but I'll be okay. You can probably tell I sound a little different now, but man, it's the new year and we are hanging out. Happy New Year to all those listeners out there, Solar Records Radio Land. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we got some great new music on the way. Definitely some great indie music. Of course, today is Tuesday, but I want to remind everybody that tomorrow is Indie Jazz Wednesday, and I got a couple of new songs that I kind of want to sneak and play today for tomorrow. But we'll talk. I'll have to butter up Wardell for that. But go ahead.
No. Yeah, you don't. You can do whatever you want to do, man. Sneak it in there. Do your thing, man. We love what you know, the music that you play and stuff, and we're mixing it up today, so we're gonna just mix it all up. And so do your thing. Now I have so many things that's going on because I can't even tell you everything. But it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff going on. So I wanna
You gotta talk about your record deal. You gotta talk about the deal that you have with ABC Records, man. I mean, am I letting the cat out the bag? We already knew that. So, I mean, can you expound a little bit on that, man? Because I know the song is hitting right now, and it's on the charts, and it's doing well.
I know. I didn't think about that. But, yes, that's good. Thank you for bringing that up. Tomorrow we will be interviewing the CEO, Danny, tomorrow on Solar Records Radio. On an Indie Artist Day, because Dynasty is an indie artist. And tune in tomorrow, and you guys could hear it firsthand right from the CEO of the company about our journey with them. It's very interesting because it's like being in a new relationship, right? And you just don't know what's coming next. Right.
There you go.
But it's going good. It keeps going good so far. So you're like, hey, man, maybe this could be a full time commitment. Right? You don't know. You just like, I'm really enjoying. So we're enjoying this journey together, and it's a beautiful thing. Our record came out. It was number 7. It hit the charts at number 7. As a hitter, or I forgot what they call it, a breaker. It broke it at number 7, so it's one of those hot new singles in the UK. So we're so grateful because the UK really loves R&B and soul music. So we're so blessed because of that. Yeah, I mean, you know, they don't just say it; they show it, man. They put their money where their mouth is.
It's just so beautiful how it's like. You know, it's like we make it. Sometimes we are, you know, what have you done? It's like, to me, it's so odd because it's like, what have you done for me? It's kind of how our society is kind of rolling right now. And to me, they're so laid back and they preserve a lot of the stuff that we are making. And, you know, it's like, that's why a person like, you know, people like Dynasty can go over there and just feel love, and Shalimar goes over there, and Lakeside, and all of these other groups, man, that are just still amazing, that can go out to France and go out to Amsterdam and go out all of these countries in London and Liverpool or wherever, and still get that love as if the song came out a week earlier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, to me, that's a testament to the quality of the music that you guys, I'm saying we, the quality of the music that you guys made, you know, it's just stands the test of time. But go ahead. I didn't mean to just jump in. I'm just excited for you guys. For real.
Thank you. Thank you. We are too. We are very excited and we feel very blessed. And I am very honored to be doing this. You know, this is 40 years later, and I'm doing this with the same people. You know, unfortunately, the ones that are not here obviously cannot participate, but, you know, still the ones that are still here, it's just a blessing to, you know, be working with those guys. And so I'm grateful to them. And we have a little chat group going on, and you know, and we just get to giggle and laugh with each other, and just, you know, and just be happy in the moment, right, and appreciating the moment that we're being blessed with. And so, yeah, man, thanks for bringing that up. So tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Indie Jazz Day, we will have the CEO of ABC on. So come [S2] Nice. [S1] hang out with us, and we're going to chop it up with him and you know, just get his thoughts on everything that's happening.
Cool. And well, what I want to do again, we're going to go ahead and go into some music. We got about another 52 minutes left of the show again. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to highlight this young brother because I was a big fan. You know, I always talk about some of the new music that's out. There's a lot of great music out now. You know, you just really don't hear it. You know, and the outlets that you grew up listening to, like you can't really hear it on the radio. But again, that's another topic down the road. But I want to highlight this one, and I definitely want to highlight this as a new indie artist, a young man by the name, of course, Devin Morrison. This brother is a producer, and is just an amazing producer in his own right. He's teamed up with a young man by the name of Masigo. And this is a song that I heard about a month ago, and I want to go ahead and play it for you guys because, again, it's making waves right now. And I'm, again, Devin Morrison, check him out. He has some great, you know, as far as just this great neo-soul vibe, this great early, this 90s vibe. A lot of people may compare some of his production to what Jodeci did back in the day. Well, check this out. The name of this song is called Yams. So take a listen. Tell me what you think. We're mixing it up today on Solar Records Radio. You guys keep it locked right here.
Or what drives my soul divine? looking for me? Hey you, are you looking for me? Hey you, are you looking for me? Hey you, are you looking for me?
I had to mix it up, man. I had to mix it up a little bit. That was music from the late, great Paul Davis, giving you some easy listening soft rock from 1981. That is Cool Night. And, of course, before that, I had to hook up the Mary Jane Girls from 1985. What's up, JoJo? JoJo McDuffie from the Mary Jane Girls. Got to get her back on the show. And, of course, started off, had some new music by a brother by the name of Masigo, featuring Devin Morris. Name of the song is called Yams. We are mixing it up on Solar Records Radio today. We've got about another 37 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I am at 70%, so I apologize for my voice in advance, but I'm doing it for you guys. I'm doing it for you guys. I'm doing it for the gram. Who says that even? You know what? I'm not even going to say that in 2022 anymore. Well, let's mix it up again. I got a little jazz for you, man. I'm a big fan of this brother. I have his albums. I want to take you back to around 2012. This is a David Bowie cover. This is the Robert Glasper Experiment. It's a beautiful song called Letter to Hermione. You guys keep it locked right here. Mixing it up on Solar Records Radio.
The hand that wrote this letter sweeps the pillow clean. So rest your head and read a treasure dream. I care for no one else but you. I tear my soul to cease the pain. I think maybe you feel the same. What can we do? I'm not sure what we're supposed to do. So I've been writing just for you. They say your life is going very well. They say you sparkle like a different girl. But something tells me that you hide when all the world is warm and tight. You cry a little in the dark, or so do I. I'm not quite sure what you're supposed to say, but I can see it's not okay. He makes you laugh, he brings you out in style. He treats you well, he makes you look real fun. And when he's strong for you. And when you kiss, it's something new. But did you ever call my name? Just by mistake. I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to do. So I just write some love.
trying to find some peace within, but there ain't no rest for the weary man. Everything seems to get me down, looking everywhere just to find a smile.
From 2002, that is Funny. And of course, before that, little Rahsaan Patterson. Of course, Rahsaan Patterson, I got to say this, I always say this as those who, he's come a long way. I remember that young brother from 1984, Saturday morning cartoon. Actually, it wasn't a cartoon. He was the young brother from Kids Incorporated, and that's how I remember him. And of course, that is Spend the Night from 1997. And of course, started off the block, the Robert Glasper Experiment. Of course, it is an old David Bowie remake called Letter to Hermia. A beautiful song, beautiful composition. I bought me a Casio. I kind of, Wardell, I bought a Casio keyboard. Yeah. So I'm kind of self-teaching myself. to play. And I'm going through a lot of those Robert Glasper tutorials on YouTube. So I am, as a matter of fact, I'm heading to Walmart and get those piano key stickers. So, you know, I'll know what G sharp is and all of that stuff. So I'm learning. I'm kind of, you know, self-taught, self-teaching. So it's all good, man. Don't laugh at me.
You can do that on your, you can go online and print it out. You don't have to go buy it.
What, no, like, what, the stickers?
Yeah, it's not a sticker. It's just a, it's like a piano, and it says what the numbers are, and you just put it up on top of the key so that, you know, like leaning against the piano, but above the key so you can see what the key is.
Oh, I'm looking for those little bitty, it's a, I'm not going to say it, it's an average size Casio keyboard. I got, you know, with the stand and seat, stool, or whatever. I'm looking for those, like, real little bitty ones that I can put on, like, the sharp
action keys. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, so I just want to know
that whatever.
No. I want you to know I started my career off with the Casio keyboard, and I wrote "Keep on Loving Me" with the Casio keyboard.
Nice.
So, it's
nice.
Just, you know, go for it, man. It's about your passion. So,
you know what? I used to take classes when I was in the, you know, second and third grade. So there's a couple of songs, you know, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross that I know or whatever, but just to grasp like the keys to get back into that, it's real hard. So I'm gonna
try that. It just hit you one day?
I don't know. I always wanted to play. You know, I see everybody just playing this great music on the piano, and it's like almost like it's second. It's like a second nature. It's like this third hand. You know, they're playing it so good. Like, is it like Robert Glasper? You know, all of these, you know, the Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. I mean, these guys were blind, you know. But, you know, to do what they do. So I have no excuse, really. But I just wanted to kind of just, you know, at least find a hobby. You know, I know I'm a gamer and I do this or whatever, but I was like, well, maybe I want to occupy my time a little bit more, on a different level than what I'm doing now. So
okay.
I just got one for my a little Christmas present. And I've been, you know, just been messing around with it.
You never know. Good for you. Good for you, man.
Never know.
You never even told me that you were thinking about doing that either. You just, like, I got to start asking more questions when I talk to you. So, Don, what are you thinking about? What's going on? What's in your brain? What are you thinking about doing? Because the next time I talk to you,
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm a kamikaze. I forgot to tell you, I'm getting ready to go skydiving. What? I know, you're so random. It's all good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing about the keyboard, when you're dealing with music, it is the foundation of this. So everybody gotta kind of go to the keyboard, you know, guitars, you know, horns, you know, string instruments to the keyboards. It's all about the
right.
Keyboard. Keyboard is the foundation of music. So do your thing, brother. Make sure you record
mm-hmm.
yourself. Record yourself so you can listen
okay.
back at yourself and listen to your progress.
Oh, the action keys. I got to remember that. Okay.
And I want to hear you play that song,
okay.
Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. Record it.
Oh, Lord. That's the one, like, I remember. you know, and it's second nature to play it, you know. It was just one of those songs that I learned from the organ player at church. He taught me how to play it, and I can read music. That's not a problem, you know, because I played the saxophone. But it's a new experience for me, and I like it. I like the fact that I'm able to kind of just, you know, I got a little time, or when I have time, I've been so busy. But I have a little time. I just want to use other avenues. Here I am saying it while I'm playing video games. But seriously, I just want to at least, you know, kind of just expand my time as far as time consuming and just doing stuff. You know, I still read, so there's no, I still read a book. So, but I was like, you know what? Let me play a keyboard. Let me see if I can get back into playing keyboard and see what happens. See where it takes me.
There you go. Well,
yeah.
Man, I'm happy.
So again, we got about another 15 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. My hoarseness and able to, hopefully you guys understand every word I'm saying. If you don't, I'm sorry. I really am. But Wardell, and you know, I guess it's really about that time we can kind of just close the show. But I mean, do you have anything else that you want to add and expound on?
Just real quickly, I want to say, Mr. Indie Jazz going on right now.
I know we're supposed to mix it up, and here I am cheating. I'm just cheating.
Hey, well, if that's what you feel, that's all that matters.
Yeah. I know you want to stick some Shakira somewhere in there.
You are funny. I'm
let me.
Go ahead.
No, let me ask you this. When are you going back to Philadelphia?
When am I going back to Philly?
When are you going back to? When are you going back to Philly?
I don't know, but I need to go. I need to go see my mama. And today is my sister's birthday. Happy birthday to her.
Well, happy birthday. Yeah.
My sister died. Gloria Goodman. Gloria. That's my sister.
What a beautiful song by Enchantment. Yeah. You know what? I love 70s soul, man. I love, and I know I sound like a broken record. We talk about these things when we listen to just great music, and you hear singing Gloria by Enchantment, which opens that can of worms again for me. Thanks. But no, seriously, I love 70s soul music. And it was just something about 70s soul music that puts you into, it takes you to a voyage, man, and when you're on that voyage, it's just like, words cannot explain. I know I'm going off tangent for a second, but I just love the fact that, you know, people were in the streets doo-wopping, and you know, you hear those stories, and the cats is just, you know, how they made the record deal. They're singing on the corner. You hear those stories of the 60s, just the 60s and the 70s soul, you know, that Philly. And the way I grew up on Philly soul, man, you know, it was just so amazing as a child to take all of that in, to take, you know, what Gambling Huff did, what Tom Bell did, you know, what all of these cats, Norman Connors and Dexter Wansel, and, you know, all of these people, you know, and I know I'm missing a few others, that was just incorporated into that whole Philly sound. And that's the beauty of, and shout out to, you know, shout out to the OJs, you know, being from Ohio and able to adopt that Philly sound, you know, in those early 70s. Shout out to Bloodstone. I mean, they were from Kansas City.
Wow.
You know, the Jones Girls, they were from Detroit. So, you get that whole Motown Philly sound. So, I mean, I was just in love with all of that music. All of that beautiful music, man. You can't deny just the beautiful music that was being played there out there, man. But anyway, man, go ahead. Talk. I know you're from Philadelphia, so I know how you feel about it.
Well, it's just for me. It's just. It's just a given, you know. I love that music. It was so inbred in me. It's like the food, you know, of Philadelphia. You know, it's like it's homegrown, right? It's like you grow up. Nobody cooks better than mom, you know, because that's what you grew up listening,
right?
Eating and stuff.
Right.
And so I grew up listening to that music. So no matter where I go in the world, when I hear that music, it takes me right back to Philadelphia, right back to where I would have doing when I was a little kid, you know. And I remember my mom and her sisters used to always play that music when I was a little kid, and go over to the different aunties' houses. And so it's a celebration of life for me when I listen to those old songs out of Philadelphia.
Oh man, and guys, we're talking, but you hear you can hear Bloodstone in the background, but I'm just
love.
Can you hear it? Can y'all hear that?
Yeah. Yeah,
but no, I love Philly soul music, man. But on that note, man, I'm gonna go ahead and say my goodbyes. And you can go out. You can kick us off with a song to say goodbye to. The floor is yours, brother, man. I want to thank you for giving me the platform and being able to hang out with you guys today. I just wanted to kind of, I guess test my voice out and see if I'm horrible, if I sound horrible. It's an ego thing. So, seriously,
well,
thank you so much for doing this for me.
Take us out with that song that you're playing right now. Just turn it up and let us enjoy it. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, well, you know what? It's only fair. Just like the man said, we got about 9 minutes left of the show. We're going to go ahead and close out with a little Bloodstone, Natural High, a little Philly Soul. Until tomorrow, you guys take care. Remember to tune in tomorrow for Indie Jazz. Of course, we got the CEO of ABC Records. And hanging out. So make sure you tune in. Until then, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right. Good night, everyone.
there.